Believe For It by CeCe Winans. What a fantastic song. Yeah, we got to believe for it. And that's the truth. We got to believe for it. And, she's still winning awards. She's been singing for decades now and still no more on the charts, doing so much. What an anointed singer she is. God bless her. All right. If you know of any sins, confess them now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing us
thank you for cleansing us
of all unrighteousness.
of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
Okay. Those are how to please establish the kingdom of God.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now and establish the kingdom of God in this service in Jesus' name. And let's all do that together. Should be able to see the share screen. Okay, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of
I
Jesus,
apply these prayers to myself,
I apply these prayers to myself,
my family,
my family,
my loved ones,
my loved ones,
and all ABCers and 633ers.
all ABCers and 633ers.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of
I
Jesus,
bind up every demon, devil, and evil spirit.
we bind up every demon, devil, and evil spirit.
You cannot affect us
You cannot affect us
in any way, shape, or form.
in any way, shape, or form.
And the blood of Jesus
The blood of Jesus
heals and restores us
heals and restores us
from the damages of sin
from the damage of sin
and the effects of any challenges.
and the effects of any challenges.
And in the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
we establish the kingdom of God
we establish the kingdom of God
in us,
in us,
on us,
on
and
us,
around us,
and around us.
and the healing power of God
The healing power of God
and his anointing
and his anointing
is imparted to us.
is imparted to
The
us.
will of our Heavenly Father
The will of our Heavenly Father
will be done
will be done
in everything that we pray
in everything we pray
and do today.
and do today.
And the angels of God
Angels of God
have a godly firewall
have a godly firewall
of protection
of protection
around us,
around
where
us,
the enemy cannot hear,
where the enemy cannot hear,
see,
see,
or know
or know
what we are doing
we're doing
or praying.
or praying.
And in the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
we are protected.
we are protected
Above us,
above us,
through the heavens,
through the heavens,
past the air rights,
past the air rights,
below us,
below us,
through the core of the earth,
through the core of the earth,
stopping at the gates of hell,
stop at the gates of hell,
and 360 degrees around us,
360 degrees around us,
everywhere we go,
everywhere we go,
and everything that we do,
and everything we do.
and everything that pertains to us
Everything pertains to us
is protected,
is protected,
including our homes,
in our homes,
businesses,
businesses,
churches,
churches,
ministries,
ministries,
careers,
careers,
projects,
projects,
assignments,
assignments,
accounts,
accounts,
identities,
identities,
current and future income,
current, future income,
and anything God wants us to do.
anything God wants us to do.
Thank you, God,
Thank you, God,
for your divine protection,
for your divine protection,
provision,
provision,
prosperity,
prosperity,
healing, health,
healing, health.
and wholeness.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We also pray.
We also pray.
For divine wisdom.
For divine wisdom.
Because we have the mind of Christ.
Because we have the mind of Christ.
We decree.
We decree.
That every day.
That every day.
We have on the full armor of God.
We have on the full armor of God.
Automatically.
Automatically.
So that the enemy.
So that the enemy.
Cannot. Who is praying against them.
Cannot know who is praying against them.
Which avoids retaliation.
Which avoids retaliation.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We stop.
We stop.
And bind up.
And bind up.
Any attempts of retaliation.
Any attempts of retaliation.
Against any 633-er.
Against any 633-er.
And loved ones.
And loved ones.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We also bind up works of darkness.
We also bind up works of darkness.
Witchcraft.
Witchcraft.
All evil.
All evil.
And any challenges.
And any challenges.
Hindering us.
Hindering us.
In any way.
In any way.
Shape or form.
Shape or form.
We loose.
We loose.
And release.
And release.
The blessings of God.
The blessings of God.
To run.
To run.
To overtake us.
To overtake us.
By faith.
By faith.
We have already.
We have already.
Received.
Received.
What we asked for.
What we asked for.
In prayer.
In prayer.
Because it was done.
Because it was done.
In the heavenly realm.
In the heavenly realm.
We thank you, God.
We thank you, God.
For the manifestation.
For the manifestation.
Of our prayers.
Of our prayers.
Coming to us.
Coming to us.
In the earthly realm.
In the earthly realm.
Because it is already.
Because it is already.
Ours.
Ours.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. All right. So we have been studying part eight, and doing a workshop with the Wait with Glad Expectation series. And those of you that haven't started it from the beginning, you can catch up. But we are breaking curses, and it's very important that we get rid of some of these challenges that affect us in our lives and didn't even realize it, so that we could be set free of any challenges the devil would try to bring our way. So we're going to talk about two more of those on the list. And let me put that on the share screen for you. Okay, so you should be able to see this. All right, so we are going to work on the ones that are highlighted in yellow, and we want you to analyze if you have any challenges in any of these specific areas that God can heal and restore you to health, physically and emotionally. So we have talked about unforgiveness and self-unforgiveness, why it's important to walk as a loving, forgiving person. Hatred, self-hatred and dislike, that always is a big deal of if someone doesn't like something about themselves or their life, they don't realize that it is based in hatred. And because of that, then the perfect love of God is hindered from operating in our lives if that is challenging anyone. And therefore, fear will not go, because perfect love is what casts out fear. We cannot grow in that perfect love of God if we have challenges there. Rejection and self-rejection, that's an important thing to notice if we're doing something that is causing ourselves to feel rejected by ourselves or others, feeling distanced, feeling left out, feeling like isolated. And a lot of self-rejection which is coupled with someone hating themselves, can show up in autoimmune diseases, including arthritis, cancer, osteoporosis, challenges, migraines, A lot of these can be coupled in those things. And if we take care of some of those roots, then we can get the person healed faster. Deception and self-deception is so important because some people don't realize they're deceiving themselves or they think they're doing well, but they're really not. And everyone's afraid of telling them that they're still challenged. But that's where we have to have the truth and love to help somebody. Denial and self-denial. And that's also a form of not wanting to see the truth. Defensiveness and self-defensiveness. That's when, you know, God wants to correct someone and then they just, you know, defend everything that they did because they don't want to be shown that they were wrong. And that could be coupled with pride. And it also is coupled with self-hatred because if that person really wanted to grow more in God, then we would learn to humble ourselves and say, okay, Lord, it's hard to see some of the shortcomings, but it's important so that we could get rid of it and that we could grow more in Christ Jesus. Condemnation and self-justification and self-justification also is when someone is trying to give excuses why something they did wrong is still okay. That's not okay. And condemnation, self-condemnation, nobody wants guilt. That also will bring about a lot of shame. Neglecting someone's or yourself is not good. Not taking care of yourself because you're so busy taking care of everybody else that you don't get stuff done for yourself. That's not loving yourself. And we can't love others unless we love ourselves. And sabotage and self-sabotage is opposing yourself, the Bible says. And that's like if someone's on a weight loss program and constantly goes off of it, or, you know, a sabotage, encouraging someone to do something that they shouldn't be doing, like go off their diet. And so, you know, misery loves company. Okay, punishment and self-punishment. It's people don't realize that sometimes they punish themselves by denying themselves something they really need because they don't feel like they're worthy enough to be blessed by what God wants them to have. So we broke curses and all that. We also encourage people that if you don't think you have any challenges in these areas, and Pastor James is leading us in the breaking curses prayer, he does say, if I have any challenges in these areas, I repent of it. I would still go ahead and do it. And Pastor James really encourages us to do that. Because what if we do have a challenge, but don't realize it? That way, if you did, you would break curses on it. But it, so have it and not need it, then need it and not have done it.
Right.
Okay. So Pastor James, can you explain about injury and self-injury?
Now, injury and self-injury are very, very interesting. When you have a demonic challenge of injury, you subconsciously set things up to cause you to be injured. You know, maybe giving someone too hot of a drink or something so that they burn themselves. Or you do something in your car that can cause injury to somebody because of things. But self-injury, you've all heard the term accident prone. And that's basically a form of unworthiness. If people don't take care of themselves, they're not careful what they do, they rush through things and they cause problems. But it's a demon that caused them to not see things and do things in such a way to be safe.
And the injury thing sometimes is accidental to other people without realizing it.
Right.
Like you step on someone's toe when you're dancing with them, you know, something like that.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. He would never do that. He's a really good dancer. But it has happened. How many ladies have had put band-aids on their toes after?
Yeah,
oh, boy. Okay, well, that's when we really have to forgive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about selfishness and self-centeredness?
Now, God is a giving God. You know, we're selfish. We do things more for ourselves, not be a team player. We do things that are self-centered just to bless and not do what the Holy Spirit wants us to do, those are also demonic challenges. Now, be careful. We often hear us use the analogy, put the eyes mask on yourself. You got to take care of yourself too. You can't go so far as to where you're giving out so much that you don't have anything for yourself. But at the same time, when you're supposed to do something that God wants you to do, because it's selfish. For example, I grew up in the Midwest, and people back there are very, very nice and helpful. And one time a buddy called me up at 2:30 in the morning on a February snowy night, and he was stuck. Now, I could have been selfish and said, somebody gets you in the morning, and I didn't. I went up and got it. But the point is this thing here. A selfish person would have turned down a friend who needed help. Now, we have to be very careful. Selfishness is also greed, is also selfishness. And if you work to employees, they're greedy about things, they don't do things so that they can, hoard that little bit. That's a selfishness. That's also a fear-based thing where they're not going to have enough. There's challenges here that the Lord needs to reveal to you if you're doing any of these things here. And self-centeredness, the person that always has to control the conversation everywhere they go, and not let other people speak. Well, that's also a demonic challenge, which comes basically from, I also have quite a lot of fear that they have to be in control of themselves. They're afraid to let other people talk. They're afraid to let other people do things. So,
and there are others that don't realize they have selfishness because they just weren't taught how to share. And maybe they have a generous heart. They love people, but they aren't really good at distributing what they have or giving to the poor. And they're afraid that they're not going to have enough. And we also want to be led by the Holy Spirit when we need to bless someone else that is less fortunate than us. And self-centeredness could also be not that they're afraid but that they only think about their focus on themselves because, they're in challenges and they have to learn to ask other people how they're doing. I think it could be another learned skill that was not taught because everyone is usually focused on their own goals, their own aspirations and dreams, and things that are important to them. And we have to learn to think outside of ourselves and say, hey, I'm going through challenges. I wonder if other people are going through that challenges and literally say, how are you doing? And really mean it to see if someone may need us to pray for them, and look outside of ourselves. Because sometimes when we have a big mountain of problem, all we do is talk about our thing, me, I, instead of putting ourselves aside and trying to see if someone else might just need to have friendship that day, not talk about my problems or what I need. And they may, not need to hear about that. Maybe they need to have like a glass of cold water in the desert. Maybe we need to see if we can be a refreshing to someone and not dumping our problems on everybody or constantly asking for prayer requests. Say, what can I do to pray for you? How can I assist you? How can I support you? Or just tell them something wonderful that happened and ask them what wonderful happened to them and change the conversation from negativity to positivity. And that's another way of not opposing yourself by not focusing on everything negative in your life. And is that glass half full or is the glass half empty? Let's, say, oh God, there's nothing but lemon juice in my life. Don't say that. Just put some sweetener and some water in it and share your lemonade with everybody else.
There you go.
Make something good out of it. Okay. So if you have challenges in any area of these things, then let's go ahead and break some curses on that. And if you're not sure, you might want to say, if I've had any challenges in those areas, just in case.
Okay, praise the Lord. So repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
In case I've had any challenges.
In case I've had any challenges.
In these areas.
In these areas.
I confess and repent of.
I confess and repent of. All these challenges.
All these challenges.
That we just mentioned.
We just mentioned.
Specifically. Hold on a second. Let me put it back up on the screen. I apologize for that. Should have left it up on the screen. Give me a minute. And I have to toggle back and forth. It gets a little challenging. Hold on a second. Thank you for your patience here. I'm going to share screen this again. Sorry. That way you guys can see it too. There you go.
Okay, and of course, we're going back over the original ones. Just in case the Lord has revealed anything to you. But that's what the word challenge, so it's okay to do it this way. Okay.
Or if you had something new that occurred this week.
Okay. So, confess and repent of any challenges of.
I confess and repent of any challenges of.
Unforgiveness and self-unforgiveness.
Unforgiveness and self-unforgiveness.
Hatred.
Hatred.
Self-hatred and dislike.
Self-hatred and dislike.
Rejection.
Rejection.
And self-rejection.
And self-rejection.
Deception.
Deception.
And self-deception.
And self-deception.
Denial.
Denial.
And self-denial.
And self-denial.
Defensiveness.
Defensiveness.
And self-defensiveness.
And self-defensiveness.
Justification.
Justification.
And self-justification.
And self-justification.
Condemnation.
Condemnation.
And self-condemnation.
And self-condemnation.
Neglect.
Neglect.
And self-neglect.
And self-neglect.
Sabotage.
Sabotage.
Self-sabotage.
Self-sabotage.
And opposing myself.
And opposing myself.
Punishment.
Punishment.
And self-punishment.
And self-punishment.
Injury.
Injury.
And self-injury.
And self-injury.
Selfishness.
Selfishness.
And self-centeredness.
And self-centeredness.
Okay. Repeat after me, please. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I repent of.
I repent of.
All my sins of
attitudes. Sins of attitudes.
Intentions.
Intentions.
Desires.
Desires.
Thoughts.
Thoughts.
Memories.
Memories.
Words.
Words.
Actions.
Actions.
Or deeds.
Or deeds.
Concerning these sins.
Concerning these sins.
Of what I just repented of.
Of what I just repented of.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
And or anyone.
And or anyone.
From my heart.
From my heart.
Who have participated in these sins.
Who have participated in these sins.
Or caused me to sin.
Or caused me to sin.
Or been affected by these sins.
Or been affected by these sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I bless all of us.
I bless all of us.
From my heart.
From my heart.
I love each person.
And I love each person.
And myself.
And myself.
With the love of the Lord.
With the love of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I renounce Satan.
I renounce Satan.
And every demon.
And every demon.
Devil and evil spirit.
Devil and evil spirit.
Behind these sins.
Behind these sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I take away.
I take away.
The legal right of Satan.
The legal right of Satan.
Every demon.
Every demon.
Devil.
Devil.
An evil spirit.
An evil spirit.
To operate in or on me.
To operate in or on me.
My life.
My body or my life.
Because of these sins.
Because of these sins.
And you can no longer.
And you can no longer.
Affect me.
Affect me.
In any way.
In any way.
Shape or form.
Shape or form.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I break every. Ungodly soul tie.
Ungodly soul tie.
Ungodly heart tie.
Ungodly heart tie.
Ungodly thought tie.
Ungodly thought tie.
Ungodly mind tie.
Ungodly mind tie.
Ungodly body tie.
Ungodly body tie.
ungodly tongue tie,
ungodly tongue tie,
and negative word tie,
and negative word tie, to these sins,
and
every person, and spiritual being, connected to,
or behind these sins,
or behind these sins, and I cancel,
make
null and void,
all
negative words
that I could have spoken, over myself,
or others, or that other people
could
have spoken over me,
my
family, especially any diagnosis.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I break every curse.
I break every curse.
Every generational curse.
Every generational curse.
Every ungodly vow.
Every ungodly vow.
Every ungodly covenant.
Every ungodly covenant.
Or promise.
Or promise.
Every ungodly contract.
Every ungodly contract.
Every ungodly hold.
Every ungodly hold.
Every ungodly hook.
Every ungodly hook.
Every ungodly obligation.
Every ungodly obligation.
Every ungodly expectation.
Every ungodly expectation.
Every ungodly goal or dream.
Every ungodly goal or dream.
Every diagnosis.
Every diagnosis.
And every connection.
And every connection.
To evil.
To evil.
Resulting from these sins.
Resulting from these sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I have been set free.
I have been set free.
By Jesus Christ.
By Jesus Christ.
Ladies say she.
She.
Gentlemen say he. He whom the Son
sets free
is free indeed.
Is free indeed.
I say your name,
James, am now free
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, during the week, it's really important to watch if any of these sins try to attack, or demons try to attack you to try to get you to do these sins. And then if you notice that, then repent of it right away. Do your known sins and your unknown sins. If you're not aware of what they is happening, at least try to do your unknown sins at least every hour and establish a kingdom of God. Okay?
Okay. Praise the Lord. All right, so we're going to go to communion now, and Susan is offered to do communion tonight. So I'll do the USP. If you know of any sins, confess them now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1 9.
According to 1 John 1 9.
Okay, go ahead, Susan.
Thank you, Father, for your word that says that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving your body to be broken for our healing, our wholeness, our restoration, our shalom, shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. We're so grateful to you, Lord. Thank you for taking all of our sin and all sickness, disease, infirmity, and pain in your body on the tree, and you redeemed us. Thank you, Lord. We love you, and we thank you, and we praise you. We eat, and we remember, and we believe, and we receive your body, your flesh, which is the bread of life, and our healing now. Thank you, Lord. As we partake,
pray and receive in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father, for this cup of blessing, the precious holy blood of your Son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your word, Father, that says after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for taking the cup that was set before you and drinking it so that we could drink this cup, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for giving your life for us so that we can have life in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for shedding your blood for us and washing away all of our sin with your precious holy blood. We're so grateful to you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. And we praise you and thank you. And we drink and we remember, Lord. And we believe and we receive your blood and the life that's in your blood as we partake. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You're receiving these things. All right, we do our 20 affirmations. We have been healed by stripes of Jesus.
Thank you, Susan. Great job.
Yes, thank you, Susan. Everybody ready? We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Praise the Lord.
And Pastor James is going to pray for each and every one of you to be set free from any of these challenges that we have broken curses on, especially any injury or self-injury or accident prone or accidents happening to you, even if you didn't cause them, selfishness or self-centeredness. And most people don't see themselves as selfish or self-centered, and you probably aren't. But we all need to learn how to think more considerate of other people and how to minister to them as well. So it may not be that you're self-centered, but maybe just not able to focus on how can you be more of assistance to someone else and start reaching out to others more.
So Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, we worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you as people are setting themselves up to get rid of all these demonic challenges, that you reveal everything to them from their childhood forward of any of these situations that they can repent of and break off those curses. They can be free of any demonic challenges associated with any of these things we're going through. And the truth sets them free. And we thank you, Lord, that they are set free from all these issues, from all of them. They go forward in strength, boldness, confidence, and of course, total victory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And I also pray for those that have any injuries, that have been in accidents or had any hurts or wounds physically or emotionally. And we just ask you right now, Lord, for healing, physically healing to their soul. And especially those that may have been wounded by someone that they cared about. And you could be that balm of Gilead for their hearts. Any brokenness in their hearts, any disappointment, and you know what they're going through, Lord. So would you just heal them with every area in their lives, especially in their emotions, especially in their soul, especially in their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, and if you've been blessed by any part of this teaching tonight, put a one in the chat if it's helped you in any way, shape, or form. give a praise report to the Lord. If this is helping you and helping you to grow and see some things that you may not have seen before and things that you knew about but maybe weren't able to get set free from until you said the breaking curses prayer. Mm-hmm. Although you've been working on it and working on it and trying to get rid of it, I believe now you'll be able to get rid of some of these things that has been challenging you. And it's going to be glorious. And then next week's going to be our last week to do this section. And then we're going to do more generational curses of other things and get you ready to get a form of a cleansing.
Right.
So we're not sure when that'll happen because we're just going to go as long as God wants us to work on this. But I think that it's helping a lot of people get rid of a lot of baggage.
Yes.
And some you didn't even know you had, right? Some came from your ancestors that you may not have seen in your own life. But if you see it in anyone else's life in your family, that you have a direct bloodline to, make sure you break a curse on it so it doesn't try to jump on you, mm-hmm. you know, or affect you. Wow, there's a lot of people got blessed tonight.
That's great. Hallelujah.
God is so good. That's wonderful. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, this concludes this portion of the Overcomers service. And we love you guys and hope to see you on Sunday. And those of you that wake up for 6:33 a.m., love to see you in the morning.